Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's Allison here with an all-new episode. We are live. We're just waiting for Redwood to come on. He'll be back. He'll be on. Where tonight, our affiliates are AdamandEve.com, AdamandEveToys.com, which the code is AE, coupon fires. This month, the 30th of this month, make sure you, if you like that stuff, get it. Enjoy it with your significant other. And our other affiliate is the one and only Best Western, which you can get 20% off. And Red Hood is here.
Yes, I am here for another teasing of today's news.
Yes.
And we've been exciting, you know, lineup for tonight. We've worked very hard to bring you the best of the news and the best that is funny in the news, but
yes,
not too funny.
Yes.
I guess, where shall we start, Allison? Where
do
we want to go?
There has been a lot of shootings as of late, which is terrible to see these are going on. We all grow up with video games. Y'all, video games are fun to play, but does it lend, the question that people are bringing up is, why is this all happening? There's a question coming up, why is there so much violence with guns? So,
and the thing is that in our world today, right, there's more violence in the U.S. than there is in the entire world.
The U.K. has
wrong. Let me take that back a second. There's violence all around the world, but none more apparent than in the U.S.
Yeah, and it's very, very hard when we see people, there's people now, when they're going to school, they have to train for what may happen if there's
not
someone
even what may happen. Not even what may happen, what is happening.
Right. Very true. Yes. So,
you know, the thing is, with violence, it contributes a lot to video games. And both of us know, because both of us have disabilities, that people with disabilities are much more receptive to video games.
And also the impact as well.
Yeah, they have a large impact. CBS 60 Minutes recently re-aired the article about untreated mental illness. Is it an imminent danger? I mean, my feeling is that, severely mentally ill, okay, are being shoved into jails, and nearly half of the staff is pretty much using it. There are people that are using it as an imminent danger. When they're not really in imminent danger.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and this ad back in September of 2013, last year. And
right.
There's a thing that, you know, let's just take a few things, okay? Dr. E. Fulatori says that all young males often have the same belief expression and are loners to exhibit bizarre behaviors and withdraw into the outer world. Well, the same thing we can say for video games. Can't we?
Yeah. And also those who say there's also the gun enthusiasts where kids grow up within the home and then ends up being where you have to then deal with those people who say, no, it's fine for kids to grow up with guns in the home. Or it's great that people learn how to use, who are trained in that stuff. But then there's those who say, I'm going to end up really causing harm.
Well, there are people who really cause harm, and then there are people who really cause harm.
Right.
Especially schizophrenics. Yeah, schizophrenics, part of their disability is that they don't know that they're causing harm, direct harm, to those who they may see themselves as totally right. Well, others don't.
Right.
And the radical thinking is that, you know, half of the killings are being done by people with severe mental illness, and most likely it's schizophrenia, and if they were being treated, they would have been preventable. You know, for example, the Virginia Tech student who was behaving so irrationally that the court ordered him to seek mental health. So the order was never carried out. So killed himself and 72 others. James Holmes dressed up as a Joker and shot 70 people in a movie theater in camp, a movie theater campus release in University of Colorado. And then you had, other things.
Right.
And even just recently, in last September, you had this guy at the Washington Navy Yard, Aaron Alexis, killing 12 people.
Which is not cool.
And the thing is that, you know, all of them, after the fact, right? After the fact, you know, said I was under mental duress, I was crazy, I doubted that, you know.
Right.
However, I don't see, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What I don't see is how the, I guess what I don't see, and it's possibly because of our disability or whatever, is how the two link up.
Right.
Severely mental person with a gun. Okay, that links up.
Yeah,
severely
no,
mental person after the fact of shooting people. That links up. Severely mental person with a gun, not realizing until after the person is dead. Okay.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's like, wait, what did I... It's the whole... What just happened?
It wasn't even what did I do. It's a whole system of blackout.
Right. Yeah. And it's never the best option.
No, it's never the best option.
There's always a way of... Okay, go ahead. Sorry about that.
No, there's always another option.
Getting help being one, not thinking that everything's going to be... You're living in a imaginary world, too, where there's candy canes, gumdrops, and... Pretty much Candyland, if you really...
Well, I wouldn't say Candyland. Okay. I would say that the... I wouldn't say Candyland, but I would say something else. You know,
right,
I'd say
yeah.
In their own mind, they're living in Candyland.
Right.
However, in terms of you know, their own mental mindset. The person,
right,
of course, doesn't realize what they're doing.
Right.
And that's the whole thing. The entirety of it is the psychology of it.
Right.
You know, I mean, what do you think?
I look at it being, you can't just say, oh, yeah, I'm going to do whatever. But there's also the point of saying, you need to have certain, there's a point of saying, how can you just allow? There should have been signs.
Well, they do say that a person's brain in a teenager is much different than a 20-year-old brain.
Very true.
Which is extremely true.
Well,
you know,
it makes sense to say, what's all going on here? And how is this all going to take place?
And yet, the thing is that the thing is that when when you do this, you know, you, like we said before, you don't exactly know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know that it's the right thing.
Things that you might think are right could also be the wrong thing as well. Look at that from there's that perspective as well.
Well, yeah. Absolutely. You know, there's that perspective as well, but we have other topics to go on to. I mean,
yeah.
But it's just a thought. There is Texas wants to cure the gays. Now,
yes.
I have a huge problem with this. But you go first.
I look at this as what are they smoking? And what what goes through my mind? What are they smoking? What Kool-Aid were they drinking?
I mean, what goes through my mind is, A, what are they smoking? I agree. But then, how are you going to cure the gayest state in the nation?
Yeah, it's like, no.
How do you have that opportunity? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
you
like,
have the opportunity, and once you have that opportunity, okay, what are you going to do then? Is it going to be like the conquistadors coming in? Hello, we have, you know, cured the gays. Now what? You know what I mean?
And in my opinion, it's like
we're going to ride off in the sunset. Okay.
It's like, no. How about you just leave people alone, number one.
Well, number two, what if you gayerize the Ku Klux Klan?
There's people that don't know what's right and wrong, and obviously they're just making it all happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're making it all happen, but you have to think of it like this, right? You have to think of it like this, because if you can't think of it like this, I don't know what in the world you can think it as. One, you know, this is a state that they thought Darwinism was illegal.
They also think that
this is a state where there's so much guns, there's so many guns that there should be a gun selling party. This is a state where Governor Ann Richards ruled, and George W. Bush and Jeb Bush and the entire Jeb Bush clan comes from.
Right.
This is a state in which there was a documentary called On the Front Lines, which provided pure reminder of the virtues of its Texan strains, or strain. This is a state that there's no such thing as a Christian fag.
And in my opinion, those people need help.
You know, you cannot have my son, you cannot have my daughter. And they say, I'm ashamed as a Christian. Let's think about this, shall we? I mean, really, let's think about this. Do you have a father? Do you have a mother? Do you have a Holy Ghost? Do you have, you know, fucking Mary, fucking Joseph? Joseph fucking Noah. You know, if Joseph fucked Noah, then there would be problems. But Joseph would never fuck Noah.
But it's also, the Bible isn't always right. The Bible is
you could walk into the Garden of Eden unscathed, can't you? Adam and Eve are completely correct and monogamous. It's the famous quote, Adam, don't! And what does he do? He eats the apple. No, it's Eve. So it's Eve, don't! Don't eat the apple! Wait a second. Eat the apple! You see what I mean?
It's like crazy.
I mean, what do you... Eat the sassafras, you know? I mean, it just doesn't equate. You know, whether it be God or the NFL, because an openly gay man has just joined the NFL, but yet the United President of the United States has formally incorporated gay rights into his foreign policy agenda.
It's like,
you know, it's like I see a series of phalanx of people in straw hats wearing Ku Klux Klan robes.
It's like there's far much better things than to...
I mean, do you agree?
I would love to see... These people who are saying this definitely need some help. It's like you want to save someone. No, we can't.
You
want to
be saved, so how does one be saved?
You want to be saved. How about save yourself first? Clearly, those who need saving need to save themselves.
I mean, saving themselves, number one, but they go, Jesus, Jesus, bit off the carcass.
It's almost like as much as
and,
I am.
And Jesus goes, you did well, my son, except for prickly needles.
Or there's those down south that really just care less, that are, they're gun-toting.
No, but those that down south who really do care less, so, fuck it, I don't care, you know? I mean, seriously.
My friends down south, I have the views that are my views. No one in the world will change my views. And if people try, they have another thing coming. And that's...
Well...
And when it comes to equality, someone doesn't want equality. Why don't you go to Iraq or Iran or to Naples? No, Naples will be too nice.
No, Naples, please. Jesus Christ. Don't even get me started. I mean, don't even get me started with Naples and... The factoid of that the factoid of it going into yes, I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to go to Naples, and I'm going to change people's ideas.
What about if they ended up, I would love for someone in the DLC to be gay, and it's like, yes, I'm gay, I'm in the closet, which, that's their decision. However, when it tries to step on people, yeah, it's like, why don't you make sure your wife or significant other isn't cheating on you? First of all. Second of all,
where are you going with this?
We'll see. What about, let's just put a scenario. What if wife comes home, person in GLT, who's a holier than thou person who enjoys going to wherever, and somehow she finds her lovely husband having an extramarital affair and not with a woman?
You mean with a man?
Yeah, it's a man. The same sex.
Well, that would honestly give them cause.
Just think about it. Like, yes, I'm going to check it out. And then think about where it goes another step further. He starts to praise his wife.
Ways
to have a little fun with his friends. And then the wife comes home, finds them coming at it. Next thing you know, publicity, all that ensues.
Well, I mean, there's so many things, though. I mean, the fact is that where do you go with it? You know what I mean? Every Baptist church in Texas, right? No, we don't accept gays. Every Christian church, we don't accept gays. Every Episcopal church, we accept, all people accept gays. You know, where do you hear this? Why do you hear it? You know, then if you go to Romania. If you go to Romania and you can say, I'm gay, they go, oh, really? You're gay? And then they send you the Pope. Church of England, you say, you're gay. Free speech, motherfucker, yeah! Right? But in Texas, they have evangelist preachers. Does this make any sense, Allison?
No, not really. It's like,
no! I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You know.
It's like craziness.
I mean, does it say this? Okay. Please tell me, okay? This is it, you know. Oh yes. Do you have? Is it? Oh yes. Okay. So now. Every evangelist preacher is that. I love Gates. I love everything else. I love my wife.
And then there's this closet boyfriend.
I also love my closet boyfriend, but we won't talk about that, shall we?
It's like, let's not call our neighbors.
Well, no. Hello? Ring, 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 ring. Hello? Are you gay?
I don't know.
Why would I ask the next neighbor? Hello? Are you gay? Hello? Are you gay? Yes, I'm gay. Do you want me to find my bisexual neighbor? Yes. Hello? Oh, my God. I'm a transgender. Don't fuck with me.
It's like, let's try.
I mean, can you... It's like, hello, yes, bring me in. Hello, are you gay? Yes, are you? Oh, my God, can we fuck?
Yeah, no.
You know, do you want me to beat yourself with a blinding crop? That says slut, 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 slut. It's still in Parliament.
It's like...
You know... But we have other stuff to discuss, right?
Yeah.
So now Wired today published a little thing about Amtrak. Now, for those of you not in the know, Amtrak is Amtrak. Well, Amtrak deals with trains, and yes, I'm here to tell you they have had more things than they have had before, right? More people. Now, what's funny about this is that they said Amtrak plans to lure riders with screaming fast Wi-Fi.
Does that imply having the one commercial?
What, like, one commercial?
There's a commercial where where they are basically discussing. Oh, it's a commercial that deals with car insurance, not Geico.
You sure it's not Geico?
Okay. Right. Yeah. Sorry, my bad.
It's Geico.
Oh, yeah. I think, yeah.
Yes, Geico is a gecko.
Right. It had, like, pigs in it, where it's, like, cars could go fast, then...
Yes, but the thing is in honesty, in all honesty, Geico says, we'll save you 20% of internet or 20% less on your bills, on your debts, right? And track. is saying, we will give you faster internet just as fast as our friends. What the fuck? I mean, what's your take on it, Ali?
I look at it as, how fast can it go? Is it going to be...
How fast can it go?
Yes. How fast and is it going to be worthwhile?
I mean, is it going to be worthwhile?
Yes.
Well, they say yes, we say no. You say hi, I say hello, and I walk away screaming, no, 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 no fucking way. But yet the great dream of this Wi-Fi thing is that this project has been offering free but mediocre Wi-Fi since 2010, and it started with the pulling of 3G data from near cell towers. Now, being upgraded to 4G in 2013, and today, that service doesn't cover the entire 457-mile northeast corridor, and it only covers 10% per train.
Oh, wow.
And to give customers at least some guarantee that the bandwidth restricts internet to use things like sending email, banning large files to download or streaming videos. The company recognizes that this may be a pain in the ass, but the goal of this new project is to significantly liberalize or eliminate altogether usage restrictions.
Now, how
can you do this?
Yeah.
I mean, 4-year-old is playing a game on his 4S, right?
Sure.
And it says, sorry, little Timmy, I can't think of anything that I'd want to do except
right.
play this game. But this game costs Wi-Fi. Oh, little Timmy, you have to pay 5 cents an hour. Well, surely that's not 5 cents an hour. Well, yeah, it is really 5 cents an hour. Timmy, in order to play virtual tennis, you have to pay 5 cents. Each time? Yes. Each time. Well, 5 cents. That's 10 cents, actually. 30 cents. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. I mean, all in all, it adds up.
It's like you're waiting for trouble, too.
Well, you're creating trouble. But you create trouble okay, but what in the world
it's almost like you have to dig yourself out of the grave and then say, how are we going to get through this?
I mean, how do you get through it, number one? Number two, how do you sort of, how does Amtrak say, wait a second, you know, I can't, I can't watch my Netflix or I can't watch my Prison Bitches
You can't
what the
watch,
fuck?
You know, depend on that stuff from traveling. It's like, you want to piss people off? Just keep on doing that.
I'm going up to Washington. Wait, I'm going up to Washington. I can't do what I want to do. I paid you $300-something. For a first class ticket? You're giving me shit from first class and you want to go to the cafe car? But I can't use your bandwidth. Yes, I'll have two fucked up pizzas and one thing of bandwidth, please. Sorry, we can't give you the bandwidth. Why? Well, because we're not allowed to, it saves on costs. Okay, wait a second. Maybe I'm not getting something right.
It's like bandwidth is actually something that needs to be. It's like you can't have one without the other.
Well, you can have one without the other. But at the same time, you can't have...
There's higher quality, too. It's like, let's see where this goes. Because I'm sure you're not going to like it. Or you will, you just may not like it in that context.
Yes, I will have gigabytes, okay? If you have gigabytes, then I'll take your pizza.
Yeah.
You can't have our pizza. Oh, yes, I can. Well, you can have a quarter of it. No, I want the whole thing. Okay, we're not going to come to an agreement. Do you have your CO? No, this isn't a police prison. It feels like it. You know what I mean?
It's like, let's now.
It's ridiculous.
It's like, do we...
You know, I don't know about you. But I can't really, you know, do much to can't really do much that about Amazon.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like, yeah.
Either they do something that improves everything, or they go, oh, yeah. We're going to stop bandwidth altogether, which would really suck.
Yeah, it's like
it would really suck. I mean, suck balls. But the biggest advantage is that in 2015, it budgeted a request to Amtrak asked Congress for $1.262 billion.
Holy shit, more money.
You know, Amtrak will evaluate its entireties over the summer, and the winning project could the winning project will determine if the project is technically and financially doable over the the full 475-mile corridor. If everything works out, Amazon will have a better shot of convincing cheapskate riders that the train is a way better way to travel. And if that's not enough to win them over, at least those who already prefer the railroad can catch up on Scandal episodes if they missed any.
It definitely makes things interesting. Just a little bit. But not by much.
I mean,
it's
incredible.
It's really, really, it's like, come on, guys, throw a bone, please, maybe, hopefully.
I mean, throw us a decent bone.
And then we also, from Wired, what do you think? Do you think Twitter is becoming less AOL, or possibly maybe?
Just because you can't tweet, you can tweet your feelings, I don't think it's becoming the next AOL. AOL is the instant messenger, right?
Right.
I really don't think you can LinkedIn your resume, Facebook your feelings, and tweet your downfall.
Very true.
You know, can you do that? I think you can, but it has to have something more than that.
Right.
You know?
It's like one without the other. Come on. You're wanting to what? It's like you're trying to figure out what.
It is funny because, like, it is funny in terms of, you know, Twitter thinks it's the next everything. Okay. Now,
yeah, and you're the King of England.
Oh no. I mean, I know that Twitter gets hashtags, this, that, and the other thing, and whatever, right? I'm going to say that I'm pissed off, hashtag, fuck my life. You know?
Right.
If Twitter is next AOL, then it has to get rid of its hashtags.
Yeah.
Which would kill Twitter in the end. Hashtag would be hashtag. It would be a fucking, what it really is, which is a pulse sign.
Right.
You know? How do you do it? Do you do it in a way that is more, you know, simple-minded, where you have a bear who is eating up hashtags, or an eagle who's eating up the American flag, or an eagle who's eating up the Union Jack?
It's like,
you tell me.
It's like that. It would almost be like, I think Amtrak and Twitter should get on the same page. At least Twitter keeps people happy. In a sense, you can't just not deny that.
No, Twitter can see it's everybody's happy. But
right,
Amtrak and Twitter
if they had a baby, and Twitter, mm-hmm. and Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Right. Twitch would be...
It would be stunning. It would be funny. It would be hilarious. It would be so hilarious that, you know, but then they would have to fuck hashtags. It would get disgusting at that point. It would be online pornography. Wait a second, pornography is online. So wait a second. It would be online digitalography. I mean, yes, it sells, but what in the sense do you actually have to get? You know, is Twitter going to be the next thing of going, oh, yes, we stole your hashtag. We stole your hashtag and we'll raise you 2,000, I mean 2 billion, because of the fact that we are a monopoly.
It's like the game of Monopoly.
You know, I don't underestimate cashing out by people who understand Twitter's prospects, but it's best for the ominous sign that it has a very long list and concerns about its future. I mean, it's funny because Twitter had already lost more than half its market value since it's a staggered $18 billion since late December, but users are abandoning the service to grow, and the growth has been stagnant. And wonder if Twitter is heading towards irrelevance. Well, I can understand because, you know, now they're going to do hashtag. They're going to do hashtag 1**U**#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#* incredible turnaround of cursing. Effective Twitter cursing. You know what I mean? But yet, you know, Biz, give it a break. You've had your 15 minutes of fame.
Oh, I'm sure there's always something new.
I mean, it serves as like a dried up old hag. I'm sorry for being this crass, but it's true. You know.
Yeah.
It is funny. It is funny in the fact that when you have it,
you have it.
You have it. But when you don't,
I don't.
Well, obviously you don't. But I don't know. I don't know how it happens. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. It's like you're really
I mean, really, how do you do it? How is it done?
He's clearly...
Please tell us.
Colin! Colin's are welcome as well, especially when we have these topics that are... He's just intrigued.
Exactly. Exactly. And you can comment on anything on our website and do that. And you can do it by reaching what links, Allison?
They can find us on amcpress.co, amcpress.co.me, amcpress.me, and then itsmygirls.com, where there are, which we are including both websites because we have some things in store for our new site, which will have certain events that we're liking, that promoting, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
So all is great. And tomorrow we are going to have some other things. We won't be on. We'll see you back Monday. However, there will be a new show coming on that's in the works.
And I guess you'll just have to wait for that.
Yes.
And it's going to be the AMC Press and Co. Network, I believe. Or at least starting up a network. And, I mean...
Which Uncensored Radio, which are part of their network, our sister show, already has a online web show. So you can find that out. And bye.
See you soon. Bye.